You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It's that time of year again when we are very fortunate to have Theater by the Sea with us. Amy Turner is here. Welcome back, Amy.
Thanks, Mike. Always good to be here.
It's always nice to have Amy in our studios in beautiful downtown Exeter, Rhode Island. And she is the artistic producing director of Theater by the Sea, correct?
Yep.
And this year's first production is going to be Forever Plaid. And the director and choreographer, Scott Guthrie, is here. Welcome, Scott.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having us.
Nice to have you with us. And for those of you that are Theater by the Sea fans, you might remember Scott from last year's production of The Full Monty. And what role did you play in that, Scott?
I played Jerry Lukowski.
Oh, you were the good-looking guy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Isn't that obvious on the radio?
And was that your first Theater by the Sea experience?
It was, yes.
And now you're back this year as the big-time director-choreographer.
The second part is true, yes.
Director and choreographer part. Well, we wish you a lot of success in that. And we're real anxious for the season to get started, Amy. This is going to be a fun production to start with.
It really is. And we are so close to the official start, you know, a couple days away from our first public performance. It's a fun time of year for us as well, because we really see the theater come alive. The gardens start to bloom. Mm-hmm. The casts arrive. The crew arrives. You know, it's noisy. There's saws. There's all kinds of things moving around. There's singing, dancing, and sewing machines whirling. And
it's kind of like the Bing Crosby movie.
Exactly. And then it all comes together on opening night. And it's a thrill. Every year it's a thrill.
Excellent, excellent. And Theater by the Sea has been going for a lot of years, but for the past, what is it now, 5 years?
Yeah, well, we did that sneak preview performance of
right.
A Funny Thing Happened
funny,
on the
funny
way
thing happened,
to
yep.
the Forum. That was in 2007. So we call this our official fifth anniversary because it's our fifth full season.
Okay, and that's the Ocean State Theater Company that is producing the shows there, if that's
yep.
phrased correctly. And It's interesting when you look at the shows you've selected each year, and I know last month we did a program about the four shows you have coming up this year. Let's just quickly tell everybody what those are so that they know before we get a little bit deeper into Forever Plaid.
Sure. Well, as you said, we do open with Forever Plaid, and then we move to a family favorite, an amazing Rodgers and Hammerstein's The Sound of Music. And then we are excited to have a Rhode Island premiere for our audiences. That's 9 to 5, the musical, which is based off of that really popular movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then our last musical this season is How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, which is just a huge show with dance numbers and crazy characters and very grown up with a silly attitude is what I like to say. And then this year, as we did last year, we're going to close out the season with a play, a fifth show, and that's God of Carnage this year, which we're really excited. It's also a Rhode Island premiere. It's a Tony Award winning, very funny comedy.
Excellent. And that was 39 Steps that happened last year.
Last year, yeah.
Endeavor in that. Yeah, that went very well.
Mm-hmm.
And one more thing about Full Monty. I really enjoyed the show, Scott. It was a wonderful performance. And the kind of show that, you know, I wasn't expecting to have that much fun.
It is a lot of fun.
It was one of those things where it just kind of came to life and worked well. Now, your other endeavors in the business have been what?
I have spent a lot of time with Forever Plaid over the past 12 years, both regionally and touring with it. I've worked regionally in New York off-Broadway. kind of just go wherever they have me, Mike.
Wherever they have you, all right.
Now, Scott, actually, you have multiple degrees, though, right?
I have 2 degrees in music, correct.
2 degrees in music,
yes,
all right.
Yes, a bachelor and a master's from Oklahoma City University.
All right, and that comes with a lot of thunder, I'm sure.
Makes him very fancy in our neck of the woods.
Thunder up tonight.
Thunder up. All right. Let's get to Forever Plaid, and there are so many familiar tunes in this show. It's amazing. We're going to start with 3 coins in the fountain. Mm. Anything we need to know, or just everybody will figure it out?
You know, this tune is kind of like a warm blanket. You just feel comfy when you hear it.
All right. We'll listen to that and then explain how that develops after we hear this song.
Tor generis humani, animatus est corpus sum et shabum, shabum. Fountain, each one seeking happiness,
thrown by 3 hopeful lovers, which one will the fountain bless?
3 hearts in the fountain, each heart longing for its own.
There they lie in the fountain.
Ooh, where?
Somewhere in the heart of Rome.
Which one will the fountain bless? Which one will the fountain bless? 3 coins in the fountain. Through the ripples how they shine.
Just one wish will be granted.
Ooh,
one heart will wear a valentine.
Make it mine, make it mine, make it mine.
We're Forever Plaid, and if you read the liner notes, you'll know that we're dead. But due to all this astrotechnical stuff and the sounds of our voices in conjunction with the expanding holes in the ozone layer, we can come back just long enough to make the record we couldn't and didn't, but now we can and will. Uh-oh, the recording engineer's making these crazy moves to speed up, so to save time, just read the liner notes. Anyway, I'm Sparky.
I'm Jinx.
He was my stepbrother.
I'm Smudge.
I'm Frankie.
His real name is Francis.
Anyway, we'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for listening to the album We Never Got to Make in Life.
Thank you!
Shh. We've waited an entire lifetime to ask the musical question.
Ooh, which one will the fountain bless? Which one will the fountain bless? 3 coins in the fountain, through the ripples how they shine.
Just one wish will be granted.
Ooh,
one heart will wear a valentine.
Make it mine, make it mine, make it mine.
Okay, like we said, a lot of familiar music. Now, Scott, take us a little bit into the story of Forever Plaid. How does this come to be?
Forever Plaid is the story of 4 guys who grew up in the 50s, and they were sort of the flip side of the 50s, I would say, you know, in a time of rock and roll and the Greasers. And these were the guys who were in the audiovisual club, a little nerdy, if you will.
Had the pocket protectors.
Had the pocket protectors, knew how to run the projectors, but had a love for music and a love for each other with that music, singing together. And they were on their way to do their first real big gig at the Airport Hilton Cocktail Lounge, the Fusel Lounge, and were cut short and never got a chance to do that. And so the show starts in this kind of ethereal middle ground where you're not sure where it is, and they've realized that they have a chance to do that for this audience that's there right in front of them. And so it's a really great chance to, it's their second chance. I say it's the chance to do the show for the first time and the last time.
Hmm. All right. And this is basically the four guys mm-hmm. we follow through this whole show.
That's right.
Talking about what could have been or mm-hmm. what will be.
It's yeah. And you explore their personalities. They're four different guys. Sort of an inharmonious group, but then once they sing, they find this harmony mm-hmm. and this joy in that. And I think there's a really, seriously, like a deeper message in that, you know, you can take the differences and then create sort of this perfection. And I don't know, personally, I love this show because it's wrapped up with so much humor and heart and honesty. And, you know, it's not a review. It has mm-hmm. this amazing songbook, but it tells this really sweet story in a very funny way. Mm-hmm. And I think it's completely relatable on so many levels.
All right. Well, let's get to another tune. This has got to be This or That, Undecided Now. Anything we need to know other than the title?
This is a really fun moment in the show that everybody will get their toes tapping to.
Let's tap our toes.
I like that.
No, pretty baby, or otherwise I must go. Pretty baby, it's yes or no. Gotta be this or that. If you ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't dark, it's light. If you ain't sure, you might. Gotta be this or that. If it's not full, it's blank. If you don't spend, you bank. If it's not being, it's frank. Gotta be this or that. Who can it be if it ain't me? I know it's not your brother. Can't you see it's gotta be one way or the other? Tell me what I must know. If you don't like, I'll go. If it ain't yes, it's no. Gotta be this or that. Full blank, being frank. Yes, no, let's go. You say it's yes and then it's no. You say you'll stay and then you go. You're undecided now. So what are you gonna do? First you say you do and then you don't. And then you say you will and then you won't. We're undecided now, so what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? Be doodly doo doo.
Now you wanna play, and then it's no. And when you say you'll stay, that's when you go. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
I've been sitting on the fence and it doesn't make much sense.
What?
Cause you keep me in suspense and you know it.
What?
You promise to return when you don't really burn.
What?
Well, I guess I'll never learn and I'll show
it. Make up your mind if you got a heart and if you're kind. Then don't keep us apart, make up your mind. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? You're having your heart, you're having your heart, you're having your heart, you're having your...
First you say you do and then you don't.
No, you don't. And then you say you will and then you won't. No, you won't. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? Well, what's it gonna be?
Now you wanna play and then it's no.
Then it's no.
And when you say you stay, that's when you go.
When you go, you're undecided now. So what are you gonna do? Yes, no, stay, go.
You're having your heart, 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 you
You're so indecisive if you got a heart, and if you got, then don't keep us apart. Make up your mind. You're indecisive now, so what are you gonna do? You say it's yes and then it's no. You say you stay and then you go. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? Do I yes, no, stay, go, am I? Do I?
All right, my toe was a-tapping, and now I'm ready for the information. Amy, tell us dates and times.
Well, we start our first preview on Wednesday. Wednesday and Thursday are our preview shows, and we open Friday night, June 1st. And it'll run for 3 weeks through June 17th. And so if anybody is interested in tickets or any other information beyond tickets, we always like to send people to our website, which is easy, theaterbythesea.com. And of course, if they want to just call the box office directly, that number is 401-782-8587, which also stands for TKTS.
TKTS. Mm-hmm. And as always, you're always welcome to visit Theater by the Sea and walk right up to the box office and buy tickets, right?
Absolutely. You know, and that's a great thing to remind everybody. If you happen to be down in South County or down by the shore, so many people spend a day or a week or a month down mm-hmm. in that area. You know, it's a reminder. The properties are just gorgeous. And it's a beautiful street to walk down. And we get a lot of foot traffic. And, you know, our box office employees are always happy to see people at the window. As
and
are
if,
we.
And if Amy's there, she'll buy you a cup of coffee, maybe.
You know what?
Could happen.
It could happen.
Not likely, but it could happen.
Well, you could bring me a cup of coffee.
Well, maybe that's a better way to do it. All right, we have time for one more tune before we take our first break. And this is Moments to Remember. Scott, tell us about this one.
This song is sort of a chance to slow down where we are in the show at this point. And the guys start to expose a little of their quirky choreography, some of their, it's deceptively humorous, this number.
All right, we'll listen to Moments to Remember, then be back with more of Theater by the Sea.
We'd like to dedicate this next number to all you juniors and seniors out there, and to anyone who's ever been to a prom. Oh, and for those of you who don't have a date, please feel free to think of us all as your date.
January to December, we'll have moments to
we will have these moments to remember. the laughter we were glad to share will echo
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, sitting with Theater by the Sea. Amy Turner is here once again, and she has brought along with herself the one and only Scott Guthrie, who is the director and choreographer of Forever Plaid, which is going to start this week. Can't wait for Friday night to see the opening of Forever Plaid. One of my favorite shows, near and dear to my heart, obviously, because of my quartet connections. And Scott, you've appeared in the show many times, right?
A few times, yeah.
About how many?
I think the tally is about 8, I think, involving also the Christmas version of the show, Plaid Tidings.
And you're talking about 8 different productions, so lots of appearances now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that you know it pretty well.
I'm a bit familiar with it, you could say.
Always the same role, or have you tried switching?
No, out of the 4 characters, I have performed 2, and I have been prepared to go on for the 3rd. So I know about 75% of the show.
Wow.
From the inside.
From the inside.
From the inside, mm-hmm. Right.
And hopefully 100% of the show.
Now
80, 90, we're getting there.
From the outside.
That's right, that's right. Now, the show has a lot of surprises in it. I mean, as these guys take us down memory lane musically, there's also some little twists and turns. And mm-hmm. like everything at Theater by the Sea, any tidbits you want to give to our audience about what they might be witnessing this week?
I think the surprise for the audience is going to be how fast they get attached to these 4 boys,
okay.
and how much they want to just sort of hold on to them and never let go by the end of the night. We talk about the words deceptively honest, deceptively simple. It's heartfelt, it's honest, and it's sweet, and it kind of creeps up on you as the audience, and you're not really expecting that at the beginning, and you really grow to love these 4 guys.
That's great. And so, Amy, you'll have sleeping accommodations for everybody that wants to stay right there, right? maybe that won't
work.
We'll
do it as a fundraiser, maybe.
Well,
unfortunately, we can't send the boys home with everybody in the audience.
Mm-hmm. But they could stay with them for a fee, right?
Well, yeah, I'm going to stay out of that one.
All right.
But they can take them home in their hearts. Mm,
that's right.
And then they can come back and bring more friends to share the experience
This with. Is one of those shows. You can see more than once or more than 3 times or just keep seeing it. It's
you really
great.
Can. And I think, like, sort of, if I may, sort of pushing us towards the next song, like, there is so many little things, so many details in this show, so many little bits of humor, mm-hmm. so many little gags and props and characters that sort of creep up and pop out that mm-hmm. you really can see it multiple times because the show goes by so fast and you feel like you've probably missed something. Mm-hmm. So you're actually, I think that's something for people to think. They can always come back, right?
That's right, that's right. All right, let's hear Crazy About You, Baby.
Do-da-do, do-da-do-do, do-do-do, do ba 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 do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
crazy about you, baby, no one else on the shelf. Give me all your love and all that you can afford. Let me keep you always near the Jimmy and Dore. Crazy about you, baby. Crazy about you, baby. Crazy about you, baby. Want you all to myself. Crazy about you, baby. Crazy about you, baby. Crazy about you, baby. Want you all to myself.
Now the time has come, my honey, won't you please be my wife? I will take care of you the rest of your life. I'm gonna spend a lot of money, house with you too. A cottage in the country for just me and you.
Crazy about you, baby. Crazy about you, baby. Crazy about you, baby. Want you all to myself.
crazy about you,
crazy about you, baby.
Don't know what I'm gonna do,
crazy about you, baby.
I'm bubbling with joy,
crazy about you, baby. Want you all to myself, crazy. Diddly diddly pop pop, crazy. Crazy about you, baby. Want you all to myself. After we are married, we will raise a family. All the plans we have with all will fit you to a T. We'll be living humble in our own little way.
Be so fortunate, could this be the day?
Crazy about you, baby. Crazy about you, baby. Crazy about you, baby. Want you all to myself. Crazy. Yes, I'm crazy. Crazy, baby. Want you all to myself.
Okay, now we're crazy about you, baby. That's that certainly is a catchy toe-tapper also.
So agreed.
There you go. And the music goes on and on. And one of the things that we talk about at Theater by the Sea is the fact, Amy's mentioned a couple times, the lovely gardens and the surroundings. So if you have not been to the new Theater by the Sea in the last 5 years, make sure you stop in because it's a wonderful, wonderful place. Lots to do. You can grab a bite to eat there, right?
Absolutely. There is a restaurant on site, Bistro by the Sea. I'm sure they'd be happy to hear from any of you.
And that's right. You can have a little bite to eat and then catch the show or do it the other way around sometimes. So
yeah,
we'll want to make sure that all of our audience has a chance to take in this show. And don't miss this one because this Scott, this is his first time directing, so we want to give him all the support and
or come out and watch me go down in flames. One
no,
or the
I'm
other.
Sure that's not going to happen. Sure
we don't let that happen.
No. Okay. No. And with a show like this, it's going to be great. This next song, unusual title, Scott, tell us about this one.
The next song is
Perfidia.
Perfidia. Perfidia is their idea of a love song, and it's Sparky's sort of first big breakout moment in the show, and he's so excited that he's decided to sing the song to their Spanish teacher, Señorita Pafuentes, and so he has inserted a little Spanish section, which is pretty hilarious, but it is one of their ideas of a love song.
To you, my heart cries out, Perfidia, for I found you the love of my life
in somebody else's arms.
Your eyes are echoing, Perfidia, forgetful of our promise of love.
You're sharing another's charms. With a sad lament, my dreams have faded like a broken melody. While the gods of love look down and laugh at what romantic fools we mortals be.
Doopity doopity doop. And now I know my love was not for you, and so I'll take it back with a sigh.
Perfidious one, goodbye.
And now, we'd like to pay tribute to our Mexican-speaking neighbors south of the border. So, with no further adobe, unos, dos, tres.
Mujer, si puedes tú con Dios hablar, pregúntalor si os enoves,
te de ja do de dora.
Y el mar, espejo de mi corazón,
corazón, corazón, corazón, corazón.
Las Vegas que me viste lo mar,
la perfidia de tu amor. Te he buscado donde quiera que yo voy y no te puedo hablar. ¿Para qué quiero tus besos si tus labios no me quieren besar?
And now I know my love is not for you, and so I'll take it back with a sigh.
Que lejos estás de mí.
Ta-ta, ciao, au revoir, so long, farewell, perfidious one, goodbye.
Scott. Let's get in one more tune before we take another break. And this is an interesting title. If you haven't seen the show, it's called Tribute to Mr. C. Who's the Mr. C?
That would be Perry Como.
Aha. Perry Como, TV star from the 1960s.
Bit of a crooner himself.
Started in the 50s. And a little interesting fact, did you know that Perry Como was actually a barber before he started singing?
I was aware of that, correct.
See that? See that? So little tidbits that we give our audience now and then. Amy, did you know that?
I didn't, and I find it fascinating. So he truly, did he sing in a barbershop quartet?
He actually started a quartet in his barbershop, but he
so
really
was a barber
famous.
And a singer in a quartet. Right. So he is truly.
Truly.
On the forefront
everything.
Of barbershop quartet.
Quartet-dom.
The beginnings of what is now the guys in Forever Plaid.
That's really cool, actually. See, I learned something new today.
There are a lot of people
today.
That started in barbershop quartets. Andy Williams
but
started.
But were they barbers?
No.
That's what's
Perry
so fascinating about
this. Perry
Como's
the only one that
this.
I know of. Right, that's right.
So he's elevated. So this is wonderful that we get to elevate him even further in the show, right? And tribute him.
It is a true tribute.
All right, here we go. What is this song about?
This is a moment for the guys to say thank you to Perry Como for his influence on them, and they thank him the only way they know how, with their music.
We'll listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more of Theater by the Sea and Forever Plaid.
Sing to me the song that I've been waiting to hear. Just for me, Mr. C, just for me. And everybody else will disappear.
Dream along with me. I'm on my way to a star.
Sing to me, Mr. C. Sing to me, Mr. C.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. And just in case you feel you want to hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. Just in case you feel you want to hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight.
Pocket full of starlight.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. Troubles start in multiplying, and they just might. It's easy to forget them without trying. With just a pocket full of starlight, catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. Save it for a rainy day. Save it for a rainy day.
Bum, 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 bum. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are sitting with Amy Turner from Theater by the Sea and Scott Guthrie, who is the director of Forever Plaid, which is going to be debuting on Friday night as the opening night, although previews on Wednesday and Thursday. And Amy, how do people, can they get tickets for the previews, or how does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, for people that are, price conscious or looking for a really great deal, they're reduced price seating. And every seat in the house is the same price. And so all that information, of course, is available on our website, theaterbythesea.com, or they can stop by the box office or call 401-782-8587. And the fun thing about that is it helps us prepare for opening night, and typically the audience never knows the difference. There might be a jacket that doesn't have its lining in, but of course the audience doesn't know that.
Right.
A great way to see it before anyone else does and kind of get that fast track on it.
Now, just so your audience members know, off air, Amy and I came up with a new idea where we're going to sell tickets to the auditions in the future, right?
That's right.
So that could be a whole nother thing. If you want to find out how that happens, we'll sell you a ticket to it. Anyway, we are here with Scott, who is directing. And Scott, you're also the choreographer for this. When I think of a male quartet, I don't think of a lot of choreography.
It's not big dance a la chorus line, but there is a lot of very specific movement in it. Sort of they take from Motown a little, that tight-knit choreography, but put it into their style. And I always say they kind of looked at catalogs of formal wear and like the JCPenney catalog and thought, that's a nice pose. How can we put that into our music? So I'm choreographing out of the catalog, if you will.
Well, that's an interesting way of doing it. And we should keep going with the music, I guess. This is another familiar tune, Heart and Soul. Anything you want to tell us about that?
I'd say if you've ever been around a piano in your life, you've probably heard this song in one way, shape, or form.
And tried playing it.
Exactly.
Okay, let's see now. Yes.
Bumba, 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 bumba.
Heart and soul, I fell in love with you, lost control, just like a fool would do gladly, because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night. Heart and soul, I begged to be adored, lost control, and tumbled overboard gladly. That magic night we kissed, there in the moon mist. Oh, but your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so strangely willing, but now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me, you've got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul.
Bumba, 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 bumba. Can do, look at me,
You've got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart, and madly that little kiss you stole held all my heart, and so
Sparky.
Scott, time is flying when we're having fun listening to these great songs, so we're going to quickly go to a piece of this next song, which is called Lady of Spain. What is happening here?
This is during the boys' tribute to the Ed Sullivan Show.
Okay, and everything in the world happens during Lady of Spain.
We throw the kitchen sink at you. There are so many references and moments and memories that are going to come out of this for the audience. I say we sort of are just firing rapid fire humor at the audience, and I'd say by the end of this number, people are going to be just kind of rolling in the aisles.
All right, great. And remember, we only have a time for a piece of it, so this is just a little taste.
A Mercury, the most wonderful styling of all is found in a Mercury.
There is someone who touched all our lives every Sunday night at 8 p.m.
7th Central and Mountain, ladies and gentlemen, a tribute to the Ed Sullivan Show.
Brought to you by the Lincoln Mercury Division of the Ford Motor Company. Featuring the Mercury Monterey with Merc-O-Matic Drive.
The most beautiful car on the road is a Mercury. The most wonderful styling of all is found in a Mercury. It's redesigned for 54 flair, fashion, beauty, style galore, and it stops on a Mercury dime. The wonderful, beautiful, glorious, glamorous, great new Mercury.
And now, right here on our stage, the entire Ed Sullivan Show in 2 minutes and 57 seconds.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Great music, and not a lot of time left, so Amy, I just want to ask you about the Children's Festival that is happening this summer at Theater by the Sea.
Yeah, so this will be our 5th year that we've done it. It's grown from 3 Fridays to 6 Fridays, and so it's select Fridays in July and August. Again, I always send people back to our website, but on these select Fridays, we do 2 shows at 10 and at noon. It's a great way to introduce kids to theater or just spend an afternoon, and it's very reasonable. It's $10 a pop for every show, for everybody. So it's a really nice way to spend some time in this gorgeous historical barn venue, seeing a really great show up on the stage for the kids.
So check that out at theaterbythesea.com. Everything you want to know about the Children's Festival and the season, which is going to be Forever Plaid, Sound of Music, 9 to 5, The Musical, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, and God of Carnage, which is the play, which will be in September. So I want to thank you, Amy, once again for coming in.
Great
as always.
Thank you.
And Scott, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, sir.
And best of luck on your directing debut.
Thank you.
I'll be looking forward to seeing the production. And we have one more tune to go. Another one that's going to be very familiar to everybody.
Love is a many splendored thing. It's how we end the show. The song speaks for itself. It's a beautiful song. It's got beautiful lyrics. My favorite that sort of encapsulates this show for me is, "Then your fingers touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing."
Wow. Thank you, Scott. Good night, everyone. We'll see you at Theater by the Sea. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.